WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. C's from tuition, fees, and the state. Rainey says House Bill 1903 moves the money from to the campuses Blinn students attend.
Frankly, the students in Brazos County are financing everything that's going on in Washington County.
Rainey, who is on the House Higher Education Committee, says Blinn loses almost $3,000 for each student in Brenham, while it makes $1,000 for each student in Bryan. The Bryan campus has 71% of student contact hours, followed by Brenham at 15%. Blinn officials say they look forward to working with Rainey to ensure all campuses are self-funded. A Brazos County District Court jury has sentenced a College Station man to life in prison after finding him guilty of murdering a Bryan man over a drug deal that went bad. 26-year-old Marcus Watson Jr. shot Trevor Williams in October 2012. Prosecutors say that was after Watson and two others went to Williams looking to buy marijuana, but Watson decided to rob, then shoot Williams. Customers of College Station Utilities are another step closer to electronic water and electric meters, but a consultant's report at the last city council meeting said the conversion is still several years away. There was no objection to a staff recommendation to conduct another study 2 years from now. Consultant Ned Brown says the technology will allow the city to remotely monitor consumption.
Yeah, I mean, this would give you hourly data on usage. So if there's days where you're not supposed to water, you'd be able to see that. I know that one of the neat things is if you have a little water leak, it would give you the ability to notify that customer before they even probably knew they had one.
The current cost to trade out mechanically operated electric and water meters is $11 to $14 million, which would be paid by a customer charge of $2.50 a month per meter over a six-year period. The Texas Senate has approved the appointments of three members of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents. Returning to a fourth term is Phil Adams of Bryan, who served the last 2 years as chairman. One of the two newcomers, Bob Albritton, is a Bryan native who, like Adams, graduated from A&M in 1971. Also confirmed was Bill Mahomes Jr., a Dallas area lawyer who was the first African-American member of the Corps of Cadets to graduate from A&M, which was in 1969. The next winter blast might not make it feel like spring is just around the corner, but don't let that stop you from getting free compost Friday and Saturday for making a donation to the Brazos Valley Food Bank.
We get a lot of nice feedback from the people that come through thanking us for what we do, and, you know, and nonprofits, you don't always get to hear that, so it's really nice, and it's kind of a win-win situation for everybody. I think it's good for the business so that they can clear some things out and get some new things in there, so it's just sort of a renewal thing and time to get ready for the weather to warm up.
Food Bank Director Teresa Mangapora says the fourth annual event is Friday and Saturday at Brazos Valley Recycling, located west of the airport off FM 60. WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 68 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news at 8:30 or any time on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that starting March 1st, your registration will serve as a combined proof of inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. You could do that at our Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818, next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryant Parkway, next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Let's do some weather. It's 8:08. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Cloudy with the chance of a shower or two this morning. Showers will become a bit more widespread later today. Winds will pick up by late today, high of 65. Showers and thunderstorms ending tonight, windy and turning colder, 35. For tomorrow, look for sunshine to develop during the day. It'll be windy and much colder, highs only near 40. Clear tomorrow night, we get down to 25 to 30. Sunshine and cool for the day on Friday with a high of 45 to 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
808. The mayor's here. Normally we talk to Senator Swertner right now. He's doing a lot of stuff at the Capitol this morning, and so he asked if we could move it to tomorrow, so we will, and also at a different time. It'll be at 8:30 tomorrow morning, simply because, you know, once they get going over there, it gets busy, so we appreciate that, so we'll talk to him then. Of course, we talked to John Rainey earlier this morning, but here today, the trooper that she is, Nancy Berry, Mayor of College Station.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm terrific.
You know, I have great news for you. I have brought trivia back. Boys, we're going to get to do,
Hooray.
A little bit of trivia today, okay? Woo-hoo. So here we go. I got three questions for you. All right, first. This percentage of American teenagers has a television in their room. Is it A, 35%, B, 40%, excuse me, 50%,